Sidious considered bringing Pestage and Doriana along, but ultimately rejected the idea. In the absence of undergoing any formal training with Plagueis, he was eager to see what he could do on his own. Cramped and rattled by the frequent passage of nearby maglev trains, the shimmer silk catered to what looked like a local crowd. Dressed down for the meeting, as was Sidious, the Sullustan lobbyist was waiting at a corner table with his back to a wall adorned with cheap hollow images. Only 6 other tables were occupied, non-human couples in the main, and catered to by 3 clumsy human waiters and a dug bartender. Instrumental Jats music, barely audible, wafted through air in sore need of recycling. Sidious adopted a look of wide-eyed innocence as he sat down opposite the Sullustan. They began to talk in a general way about current events and Senate business, before the lobbyists steered the conversation toward STP's need for Senate approval to expand its operations along the Rimmer trade route. Drinks and appetizers were ordered and reordered, and before too long, Palpatine's interest began to wane.
"I think you may have overvalued my worth to STP," he said at last. "I'm nothing more than the voice of Naboo's regent."
The Sullustan waved his small hand in a gesture of dismissal.
"And I think you undervalue yourself. Your short speech to the Senate put you on the map, Senator. Beings are talking about you. STP believes that you can be of great service."
"And to myself, you say?"
"Naturally."
The Sullustan started, but Sidious interrupted him.
"In fact, you're not here to recruit me."
Motioning negligently, he repeated.
"You're not here to recruit me."
The Sullustan blinked in confusion.
In fact, I'm not really here to recruit you."
"Then why are we here?"
"I don't know why we're here. I was instructed to meet with you."
"Instructed by whom?"
Sidious decided not to press him too hard.
"You were saying..."
Again, the Sullustan blinked.
"I was saying... Just what was I saying?"
They both laughed and sipped at their drinks. At the same time, Sidious used the Force to shift the apron of one of the waiters just enough to reveal the grip of a holdout blaster the man was wearing at his waist. Lifting his glass for another swallow, he did the same to another of the waiters, whose apron concealed an identical weapon. Both had been manufactured by Blast Tech, but not for common consumption. The E-Series 1-9, the aptly named Swift Kick, was available only to elite members of Sante Security, headquartered on Liana.
"I had better slow down,"
he said with purposeful awkwardness.
"I believe I'm becoming a bit lightheaded."
The Sullustan's demeanor changed, though almost imperceptibly.
"You just need some more food."
He slid a menu across the table.
Choose whatever you wish. Cost is no issue."
He stood.
"If you'll excuse me for a moment, we'll order as soon as I return."